He could have been babyface assassin.
I could have been babyface assassin. Dimples. It's all about the bumps.
Give him some dimples. Hit him with the dimple. Hey. Dimple.
Yeah, oh, you going to put the dimple on the screen?
Yeah. He had dimples this whole time?
Get a shout out.
When'd you get dimples?
That's the dimple dog. Dimples.
Never seen
that. I got the best smile in comedy.
He's the quietest cat. He got the best smile in comedy, bro.
He just was hiding it.
He was hiding like, behind that beard.
Quietest cat. I got the best smile in comedy. It's hilarious. Hey, you got to turn that thing off because you're never going to get DC in the pic.
I don't have it on. It just does it.
Oh, all right. All right. What's up, fellas?
It zooms in on me and it zooms in on you.
Oh, okay.
What's
you
happening?
You know, just living this set life, man.
I see you, man, in the dressing room and all.
No, we're in Craig's trailer.
Oh, where's your trailer?
I had a trailer yesterday, and he shitted on my trailer. And I was like, all right. My trailer wasn't really a trailer. It was just like
a bathroom.
A bathroom.
Yeah. It's holding. That's the difference.
I had a porta potty.
You get the ones that are like real trailers, and then you get those other ones where you're like, "Oh, this is just for the day." This is
you know, your friend's supposed to not make you feel bad. Craig was like, "I got a fireplace in mine." So I said, "Wow, gee, thanks." He said, "You got a heater.
You ain't got one."
He said, "You got a heater that make a sound."
You got to tell people why half your face is shaved.
Show them the good.
They're probably not gonna be able to see it anyway. But for babyface assassin, the half beard, I was supposed to shoot something, and it got scratched. So now I'm just stuck with a half a face shaven and a full beard on the other side.
You should. I gotta find really out if I can
cut it.
They'll
let me know
first.
If I can cut it. You say what?
You be like, are y'all gonna shoot this first before I do this? They were like, shave DC. I already did.
Yeah, I jumped the gun.
He's just gonna leave the soul patch. That's all he's gonna rock.
Yeah, you gotta cut half that off.
I took one for the team, and basically, you know how that goes. We take one for the team. You're like, yeah, I do it.
It's just how production goes. You know, sometimes we run a little behind and have to push it back to another day.
Man, I'd have made DC shave one eyebrow off, half that soul patch.
Because you're an evil ass person.
I would have half the chest like hair. I would have done that. Half your chest hair gotta go. Let me see the pubes. Half that gotta go. All the way.
The whole half of the body. One
all the way
the
down the
all
middle.
Gone.
One big wax. All the way down the middle.
Right.
So hopefully
it gets picked back up or whatever. But nevertheless, I'm a team player. You know me.
Come on.
They was like, DC, shave your ball here, like you said, Chad.
Yep,
shave my ball.
There it is, baby. Think about DC, he'll be quiet mad though. That's the whole quiet storm. He'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. But inside,
if I don't feel appreciated, but I got a lot of man, thank you, DC, for doing this for us. So I was like, yeah, we good.
Yeah, you wait. The reason you're seeing all this is they threw me in something today.
DC, the
Craig. Whether it lasts, I don't know, but I got thrown in something today.
Look at y'all.
That's why Craig looking like a star right now.
Yeah, Craig came in there.
Star, man.
Come on, man. Craig all dialed up. Look at him.
He's turning left and right.
I look a little younger. They done
look younger.
Dyes in my beard.
Looks happy.
And
looks
you were happy. And you looks were fit. Summoned, Keon, and you didn't come.
When was I summoned?
Huh?
When was I summoned?
Well, you weren't summoned. You were just supposed to come. You were expected to come.
Yeah, well, I was going to be there. And then Atlanta. And I was like, all right, well, I'm not finna
go. Atlanta do be Atlanta.
Man,
yeah, Atlanta do be
it's like, why y'all be like that? And then people be like, oh, is it us? I'm like, no, it's not the people. It's the people who are in charge of things in Atlanta. They just move weird.
It's a different pace.
Yeah,
it's a different
just,
pace.
And just different, like the, like Atlanta will do some shit and then not tell you. They just did it and you find out about it. You'd be like, what the hell? Like y'all wasn't going to tell me about these date changes or like nothing.
Oh, wait, how long, they didn't give you much of a notice?
It was all kind of stuff. I'll tell y'all off camera because I ain't trying to, you know. But it was just basically what happened without going into detail was I saw signs of things that reminded me of last time, and I just said, I'm not going.
They had PTSD over here.
Yeah,
I remember your story.
I was like, I'm not finna get there and then be upset. I don't want to perform upset. I don't want to be. I was like, so I'm just gonna go ahead and reschedule now, cancel now, because I just I'm not doing it.
Right. I feel that.
So I just canceled. I turned in the flights or whatever. I'll use them for something else. Like, I can still come. I can still come to fuck with y'all, but I was just like, nah, and I needed a break. I was gone like 4 or 5 weekends in a row, and the kids had said something. I was like, all right, let me.
The kids' voice was deep. Hey, Dad, when we gonna see you?
Nah, they were just like, where you? I forgot I was going somewhere, and they was like, again? And I was like, all right, let me take a week off.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they missed Dad, buddy.
Yeah, they hit me with the again. With
yeah, like niggas, y'all think this house just happens?
With a little attitude, and I was like, all right, bro.
You think these cars that we pick you up and drive you to your shit just happens?
So
you think your little fighting UFC is free?
How long do you think you can be away from them? Like, what's your max? I'll tell you my max away from mine.
Oh, my max. I found that out when I was doing them ships. It used to be 2 weeks. I barely got that in me now. I got about a good week, and I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Oh damn!
Damn! I just fought past the 4 day effect.
Yeah.
After 4 days, my stomach started feeling weird.
I'll be done.
Yeah, I think I was going about like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
when Ivan and they were younger, like 2 weeks where I could be gone from them. Then after that, it would feel like a lifetime. You come back, they taller and all that. Mm,
did you feel like a deadbeat dad being gone for 2 weeks?
Lightweight.
Yeah,
look. If you didn't come back with that check,
I brought you some gifts, guys. And look who came back.
Yeah,
the little bullshit gift from the airport.
Yeah, there you go. Little teddy bear keychain.
Right. I thought about you right before I got on the flight.
I got a week in me, and just for my own, like, not even with them and Cotty, it's just like after I'll be just done. I'll be just burned. I want to go home. I just be like, all right, man, that's enough. It's like I only be like enjoying the part of being on stage.
Right.
That part I'd be like, woo, good time. Then I get off and like I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, everything else is like I could be doing this at home.
Yeah, like you just be like, I'm just sitting here. Like
that's the only good part about it, though. Is the performer.
Yeah,
all the traveling, all the other stuff.
Ass,
trash.
Not complaining.
Sitting in the hotel room, bored watching what the bad cable TV they got.
I'll be watching Cold Case or SVU,
Food Network. I'd be on Food Network all day.
Yep, I'm watching Food Channel all
Drivers,
day.
Drivers, and Drivers.
Oh, yeah. Dinosaurs? Yeah,
where are they at now? Oh, DC's there in Sacagawea, Washington and shit.
I can't even think of the name of some of these places we be at.
Ain't no way.
Yeah, people be thinking that travel and all. It seems fun. Nah, that shit ain't fun. Not when you like. Not when you like your home. Not when you like either where you live or who you live with.
Well, it was fun younger too. It was a lot. It was a lot of fun. Well, but
some people don't like where they live or who they live with, so they like being gone.
Mm-hmm.
When you like where you at, you be like, I don't want to be going like that. Some people dread. Going
home. Some niggas can't wait to leave that house.
Yeah, they can't. They be
leave
like,
the wife and the kids at home.
They be ready to go.
Yeah. And then get back from a long trip and sit in the driveway.
Yeah.
Some people can't stand being at home.
Right. So it all depends on your, you know, even locally, you know, niggas get done with the show and be like, let's go eat or hang out. I'll be like, I'm going home, bro.
I'm going to go home, man.
I'm going to go home. I don't want to be.
They
out
always
here
make hotels sound so convenient, but they're not. Like, I don't want the same chicken fingers every goddamn night because that's the only thing y'all got left on the menu. That shit is not convenient. Even I want to be able to go in my fridge, make me something.
Even a check-in process, bro. If you get there at 8, your room is not gonna be. You're like, can I get an early check-in? Your room not gonna be ready to. I'm like, I just got to sit around here.
Normally, I do get a good check. Like, I'll show up early and I'll be like, I'm so tired. Can I just please?
Yeah, you gotta ask. If they have it ready, you good. But if they don't, you just gotta wait. Or if you get there late.
Yeah. And Ian Edwards had a great joke. He said, you get to the hotel and you can't check in early. He said, so now I'm homeless.
Right.
I thought that was hysterical. Because you'd be feeling homeless.
Yeah.
You just in the lobby.
In the lobby.
Yeah, with your luggage.
The lobby.
They'd be like, usually I'll do, if they don't let me in right away, they'll be like, we could take your luggage and put it in the room and I'll go get something to eat or explore the city or whatever. I'm like, I'm not just finished sitting here like doing nothing.
Yeah, they'll hold it for you. But
that makes them work faster. You lay on the couch, you say, nah, I'll keep my bags right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I sleep in the lobby.
Yeah,
I look homeless until they. So I look homeless today, like we can't have him laying around. Yeah. Give him a room. He's taking the property value down right now.
seeing families coming. How y'all doing? Yeah. If y'all can spare anything.
I hate when people come in after you and get a room first. You're like, hey, wait, I thought you didn't have no rooms yet.
Yeah.
We still making your room up.
They'll hit me with the like, oh, all we have is a double bed. I'll be like, I don't care.
I just push them together.
I do not care. Give me the double. Give me the two queens. I don't. I'll use one to sleep in with my clothes on and one with off. Like I don't.
Yeah. Why do they act like the double bed is the
they
double?
They be acting like we need that single king. I'm like, who do you think I am?
Run that double
I'm just
bed.
Sleepy. I took a red eye. I just want to lay down.
I put them together and make one big ass bed. Scoot that one all the way over.
I like both because one is my daytime lay around. Like I get back from the gym, I don't feel like showering yet. I'll lay in that bed. But when I'm clean, I lay in another bed. So I use two different beds, and I'd be like, yeah.
I'd be feeling the way about some of these hotel rooms too. If the bathroom's tan, I'm like, bummy ass, yellowish tan.
I don't know why, but I understand that. Like I get, I don't know why it's like, but I understand that. Why is that?
So the stains, it's nasty.
Yeah,
so
okay. It's not actually stains. It's not just the yellow lights. They don't put yellow lights in there and just, that's the reflection.
I just think it's gross. Nasty, right?
Yeah.
It's just as bad as the air conditions that are like in the wall.
Bummy. That's definitely a bummy hotel.
People think, and then the eating, like you said, you want to eat. We get done late with what we do, and then you forced to eat wings every night or whatever, you'd be like, man, I want to go home. I'm sick of this shit. But, you know, that's if you like where you be at.
Yeah, I don't even like the blankets, the thin-ass blankets.
Man, I hate the way they suffocate you in there. I gotta rip the sheets out to get in and out.
The sheets be tucked.
I go, who does this, bro?
They be tucked.
It's like the whole army in there doing the sheet checks.
Why is that a thing? Why do they do that?
You got to rip it off. It looks nice. Dang.
That was the nastiest thing that happened to me. I got under too many sheets. Like I pulled them up and got under it and didn't realize it till I woke up that I was sleeping on the little mattress cover.
Oh,
yeah.
You went one too many.
You slept in AIDS, man.
that raw mattress hit you. Bathing it.
You slept in it. I know they say you can't catch it like that, but that's the closest you can come.
Oh, raw mattress has got to be
crazy. Raw mattress is crazy.
Yeah, it was. I felt a little weird afterwards.
You don't do raw mattress at the crib. You got to at least put some kind of sheet over here.
Raw mattress is wild.
That's just like, if you can sleep on a raw mattress, you've had the worst life. You've been through some things,
yeah,
bro.
You've been through some things.
If you can sleep comfy on a raw mattress, look, DC about to admit it because he's had some tough times.
You're saying some offensive stuff. I don't mean to say being raw life.
You can't get one sheet.
No, sometimes if you sleep, if your cousin pissed in the bed or something, and you got to remove all the sheets.
If your cousin pissed the bed, it's time to flip over the mattress.
We flipped the mattress,
but you still got to lay raw.
You know what I mean?
But there was no sleeping bag, nothing.
That's the worst time to lay raw in the mattress. If there's pee stains in it.
I'd rather get rid of those pee sheets and then go. You got to get down to the layer where the.
What about the? There was no sleeping bag, though, or nothing? No extra sheet?
Sometimes you got time to hunt for blankets and sleeping bags.
You better off on the floor at that point, bro.
Nah, bro.
Either way it goes, it's a pee mattress.
Nah, the worst is when your cousin pissed the floor.
That's crazy.
He pissed the floor, bro. We was like, yo.
You got to
piss through the sleeping bag on the floor. I'm like, my God.
You got to sleep in the sink.
Oh, my God.
Well, I did.
Oh, that was weird.
I did used to sleepwalk, and I would sometimes just stand up, walk to the corner, and pee in the corner.
Oh.
Wait, were y'all pissers? Were y'all little pissers?
Everybody's a little pisser.
No, everybody wasn't a little pisser.
Y'all never peed in the bed as a kid? What are you talking about?
He's talking about not a one-time accident, like that's what you do. Like,
some kids pee in the bed all the time. One-time accident's fair game. I'm talking about a little pisser.
No.
So go ahead and admit it, you little pisser.
Now I'm talking about when you learn when you learn.
But that happens once. Nah.
After diapers.
Yeah, when you potty training. That's when you.
Yeah,
no. Did you have
a problem with peeing in the bed?
What counts as a problem?
It sounds like he was a pisser.
Because I'm thinking of like when you potty training, you go like, oh, it's okay, you had an accident.
But how many accidents?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. What are y'all talking about?
He was
13, Chaz, or early.
And what age did you stop peeing?
When was the last time you peed the bed?
We're talking about 4 or 5.
Years ago.
He'll tell you.
So, nah, he did it the other day.
No, when you like 4 or 5, that's when you stop peeing in the bed. It's supposed to be.
Okay, yeah. So you're not a little prisoner.
What count? That's what I'm asking. 13. What counts as a little prisoner? Because
some people keep peeing a bed, like they have a problem. They're bedwetters.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Like, but at what age are you talking? Because I don't know about 13. You go like,
I mean, even age eight or nine, that's too old.
Eight or nine is way too old to still be peeing a bed all the time.
That's a rare accident.
But seven is too old.
So this is what I'm asking. If you pee at the bed at
seven, we might better push it to six.
Low key.
All right.
Once you start school, you should have
exactly. Now,
so six.
Now, if you pee in a bed at age seven, right? It was regularly. One time. Are you? But see, what's regularly? You talking about like every week? Like that's a lot.
Almost nightly. Yeah.
What if you had to do it once a year?
Nah, you
are you a little pisser once a year?
Once a year.
Yeah. When it goes from "Oh, baby, it's all right" to "God damn it, Chaz,"
it's once a year.
So when you can get up and hide your evidence, that's when it's how you clean your own. You be like, oh, I ain't let nobody see this.
Yeah, then I was a little pisser. That was, you was, then okay. I was a little pisser then. All
right.
You was a little pisser.
Yeah, I didn't try to hide a couple times.
Nah.
Yeah. Now I remember one time trying to do it before like my parents got up. But you know, when you were a kid, I don't know how to work the washing machine. As you put this in here. Yeah. I remember once as a kid trying to hide it.
Nah, it wasn't me. Was your kids? Yeah, you any of you guys kids machine, pissers?
You damn sure shouldn't.
Did any of your kids? What? Any of your kids? Or any of your kids pissers?
No, they weren't. I got lucky.
Nah.
Yeah, I got lucky.
They potty trained early. This is really good too. They just followed suit.
Mine were. I remember Keelan would. We would hear him in his room going. Yeah, because he's holding it, but he's still asleep. So I would go in there and wake him up, and be like, "Hey, you need to go to the bathroom, bro." He'd be like, "Oh, okay." And then one night we just saw the light flick on, and we was like, "Oh, he's getting up to go." But he wouldn't pee to bed. We would just hear him in there struggling. I'd be like, "Hey, get up! You got to pee." He's like,
"You got to get up." Yeah.
He didn't know, you know. So then one night we saw the light come on.
You just had to help him power through.
Yeah, but he was holding it. He just was out of it.
Yeah. One time Izzy was so tired. She went to the bathroom. She took her shirt off and cut her pants on. I was like, no. Let me help you. She was just doing one of these. She took her shirt off and put sand on to it. I was like, no.
Yeah, mine weren't bedwetters.
Girls are definitely easier. They seem like they get potty trained easier.
Yeah, she got it really good.
It's like boys. I know of more boys, or I hear the stories of more boys having problems with wetting the bed than I've heard with young girls.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be easier for women. They can clinch from further in, right? Isn't that how it works?
That's on you, Chaz.
Isn't that how it works? They can just fold it up and you'd be like, "All right, you stay entrance now." You know, they just
that was nasty.
They just seal it. They
got
just
someone over there.
They just seal it up.
Yeah, they can just flack it down and tuck it. What?
Yeah, they like button it right there, and they just.
What if it's zipped up and down?
They can zip it up.
Now you can fly.
That'd be crazy. What if it's zipped up and down?
That would be crazy.
What if that's how they that's how women let you know she was interested? Like y'all be Netflix and chilling, all of a sudden you just hear. You like you said that'd be sexy.
Unfortunately, I had my penis caught in a zipper before.
Yeah, it happened to me once.
What if
you had a Franks and Bean moment?
Yeah.
Franks and Bean.
Happened to me one time too.
I've never had that.
Very, very light. Enough to make you go, oh!
Just the tip. Enough that you can just pull and take a little tip. Too much?
Nah, it's real talk right there, Gregory.
Nah, I never did that.
Then you'd be so mad at yourself. No, for that could have got bad.
A scab on your penis is wild. I can't imagine. You scabbed up, Gregory?
Sure did.
Oh!
It was a little red tip at the top. Oh, and it had like a little bit of a little...
Oh, that seemed like... Ooh.
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt like a motherfucker.
I bet.
Especially since it happened real quick and I jerked back.
Ah.
Oh, when you jerked back, it ripped.
Yeah, it was just a little bit. Yeah,
whole head gone.
No.
You had to get a replacement. It's like, keep
if the
it.
Whole head got caught in the zipper. That's crazy.
Keep it. Hold on to it. Take it to the hospital. They can put it back on.
Oh, my God.
They got Frankie.
Hey, if an accident like that happens, can they put it back on?
I think anything can be put back on in a small time frame. If you ice or whatever, like, I think it got to be right fast, away. Though. Yeah. I think anything
that was
this
whole joint,
on.
Right?
Yeah.
She tossed that shit in the bushes or something. They had to, like, find it. And I think his was like, when I read up on it, it wasn't like all the way gone. It was like severed or something like that. I don't know.
Ah!
What did she use?
Then they
like
put
some
it back
shears?
On and he did porn.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. That's gross.
I never seen it. But
Did it?
I don't think a girl would ever want to sleep with me if I had my penis reattached.
Well, maybe it was better. I mean, you know, they could
maybe had different ridges now.
They could make it from scratch. You know,
it's ribbed for my pleasure. Like,
yeah, you let a woman design it at that point. Well, what do you think we bet?
Let's put a little curve here.
Put
a little hump right here.
A little thicker here. A little thinner here. Yeah. Put these little ridges on. Bam.
If you handle grip on there.
What if you could add accessories to your penis?
Yeah. Like, put this battery in it.
Different clips.
Oh, different clips?
Like different clips. Like, all right, you want the all right, I'll put this one on. This one's a little more veiny.
Yeah, hold on. All right, let me put this one on.
I don't know why, but I would definitely get shades on mine.
Shades is ridiculous.
They'll look cool.
Like sunglasses.
Every time I whip it out, I'd be like, hey.
I put some eyeballs on mine.
Okay.
Nah, I wouldn't put eyeballs.
So staring back at you.
The googly
little
eyes.
Googly eyes.
And they blink real slow when you're erected.
Got snuff of luff against penis over there.
Oh, hey. I know how it feels, fellas. Hey, sometimes, just like your lady, you feel a little bloated, you know? You're trying to find the perfect thing. You be in your shirt. It doesn't fit right. I often have sometimes my shirt goes into my little fat fold, man. I got to pull it out every now and then, you know? Sometimes it happens to us. Not right for some of those biggest guys, but thank God for True Classic because they had you in mind. Yeah, you skinny guys, they think about you too. But people like me and you, big guy, they think about us. True Classic started with a simple mission to bring premium, comfortable clothing to the masses. Because looking and feeling great shouldn't come with a designer price tag. Ain't that the truth, baby? Ain't that the truth? The brand isn't just about fabric or fit. It's about helping guys show up every day with the confidence and purpose. So I got some True Classic stuff, man. And this is one of the things I really like about it, bro, is the material. It's got that nice little soft, no bunching, no stiff fabric, no BS. This clean, effortless fit that actually works for real life. So forget overpriced designer brands. Skip the cheap throwaway stuff. True Classic is built for comfort, built to last, and built to give back. You know where you can find them? You can always find them on Amazon, Target, Costco, Sam's Club, or head to trueclassic.com/issues to try them for yourself. That's trueclassic.com/issues. If you want to be comfortable, get a True Classic.
That's wild.
It sounds like a weird question, but what you gonna do to yours, Chaz?
This nigga said hum.
Let me think. I would see if I can get like infused flavors. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you know, all like right.
That's actually pretty brilliant.
Or maybe even like one of those mints so it clear her sinuses while she's down there. You know what I mean? All
right.
She'd be like, oh. Wait, Chaz, oh,
so you'd have one of those soda machines where it. All the flavors come out. It's like
nigga, it'll push be
like
one.
Yeah,
Coke, like right across the base.
Diet Coke, yep, yep.
Yeah,
Diet
yeah, that's yep. Good. That's a good one. That's a good one. You know what that's I mean? Yeah, I think that'd be dope.
Until Yo's like, why the fuck you got root beer on here?
You know I don't like that shit. What bitch you know like root beer? Oh, that's for me. I love it. Well, let me see you drink it right now, right from the tap.
Yeah, you can never change your flavors. Once you pick them, you got to pick them.
Yeah.
I was just trying something new. What were you?
Who likes cream soda?
Prove it.
I got to drink it from the tap, not myself.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. It's flavor changing the flavor. That's good.
Yeah, man.
I think I would have mine like, you know how, what's that thing called? The weight where you just keep changing the settings.
Oh,
you
can change. Yeah, like the Bowflex.
Yeah,
that,
the Bowflex thing. So I would have it like,
dumbbell adjuster.
What setting do you want tonight?
Okay,
what setting do you want? This? Do you want that?
Because then you can go thickness. You
want
go
20
length.
Pounds or 5 pounds?
Like, if we're trying to do a quickie, you know, I probably shouldn't have it on the largest setting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you got to open up and all these other things. But if you want to.
It'd be cool if you could do it from an app. You're like, hold on. You want wider?
What do you. This good? This good for tonight?
Like. He's like, you know, here, you control it.
Yeah, let them do the thing. Midway, you're like, what? You see them? So I think I'd have it adjust to
that's
fit
good.
On the settings.
That's a good one, man. From girth to length?
Yeah, just play with it.
That's a good one right
now. Now I feel bad about my damn shades on my dick. Now that y'all came up with brilliant ideas afterwards. My shit's going to look dumb next to y'all. No, still keep my eyeballs.
That's what happens when you get the first model or something. I didn't know they were going to upgrade to this. I just thought I got this right away.
I got to own it now. I like the old Toyota Camry. Going to keep my eyeballs.
Remo said, what did Remo? Remo said, I don't think I would trust a woman with my dick settings.
Why not, bro?
Why not?
Your girl?
They would want that.
Like, as long as there's a max, and then, you know, you can't go beyond that. Because you're like, oh, it's going to explode.
No, because he's probably thinking, like, what if she, like, after she was done, she put it on small and then threw the phone.
Oh.
And that's where you at now.
Wow. Every time you leave the house.
Every time you leave the house, you put it on small, which is, you know, fine.
Or she's like, give me your dick app password. Dang. You on small till you come back. Dang, come on.
Or when the kids is up, you got to stay on small because you're scaring them. Yeah, and if you put it on large, it scare the kids.
My phone froze. It left on big. I can't get into it.
Oh, that would be the worst if it locked.
Yeah, I can't.
You just
it froze.
You got a meeting coming up at noon.
Nah, I'm stuck on a wreck.
Full on.
He's there in a boner.
Just in there.
Even worse, you're going to pick the kids up from school. You know,
oh, yeah. Get them. Come in the car. You have to come sign them out. I can't.
You got
to
wear a trench coat. It's 99 degrees outside.
Oh, they really look like a pervert.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Anybody I see walking near a school with a trench coat, I'm assuming is a pedophile. Straight off top.
Even if it's raining. Even if it's raining.
Especially if it's raining. They couldn't wait for this.
Trench coat, a white minivan by schools.
Yeah.
Pedophile.
Yeah. Easily.
When did that become popular? Like, when did they start using the
trench coat? Yeah, how did the trench coat get the bad rap? Like, how did the Vikitos decide?
The trench coat makes sense because you can cover everything, you know? With one jacket, you cover from top to bottom.
Well, a lot of dudes that were wearing trench coats were flashing people back in the day, you know what I mean? And running away.
Right.
So I think it goes hand in hand with that.
That's so funny, bro.
So
anywhere
funny.
Outside of a school, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Just walk up to a stranger.
I would love to go into an airport and they'll be like, all right, we got to go through a little scanner. All right. Yeah, explore it.
I wonder what people got out of the flashing. Like, what was that about?
It's just funny, bro.
Like, what, you woke up that morning and was like, I need to show everybody my dick.
It'd be funny.
And then run.
Because it wasn't female flash. It was always dudes.
I think the whole idea was always supposed to be the female.
Well, you know what?
Oh,
guys never complained about the girls flashing. Right. They've been flashing titties forever.
Yeah, and they had them little...
Guys just never said, hey, man, they got to stop this flashing titties.
Free the titty walks and all that good stuff. Free the nipple, is that what it is? Free the nipple walks.
No bra movements, all that. I love how they do that. Like, I'm like, this ain't... Like, they talk about the patriarchy, but I'm like, we have no problem with this.
No, I don't know why y'all wear bras for yourselves.
Why are you saying this is our problem?
You know what? Here's my only thing. If you're going to not wear a bra out, I'm looking. So just know that. Just know that.
Nowadays they do it to look for
some,
you. To look.
Some for sure, yeah. Because there's definitely that. There's definitely that.
Like, there's no reason for you to have a tank top on. I can see your areolas and everything.
Yeah,
man.
But I don't want you to do this thing of like, oh, I'm like, yeah. I'm looking, right. Okay? I got two binoculars on.
I think if you go braless, the law should be your titties at least stay in the front. If they drop down under your, that's not.
Hey, man.
There should be a law against
that's
that.
Titty shaming, bro.
Titty.
I like a little side, but you should be shamed.
Titty's a titty, man.
You can't be titty shaming out here, Craig. You're discriminating.
They said they could have some sort of support to keep it in the front.
Well, that defeats the purpose of freeing the titty, bro.
That side part is very sexy.
The side part.
The second titty?
The side part of the titty?
Titty over there?
Yeah.
Craig said, they go blind behind under your navel. You got to put them up. They need a bra.
No, they can go as low as they want. I just said, keep men in the front. None of the side droppage.
That's just natural titty sometimes, man.
Sometimes they be like that. But I agree with Chad. If y'all walking out like that, don't be surprised if we looking. Because if we walk outside in sweats with no drawers and then be like, don't look. Like, nigga.
You pervs.
We know what it looks
and
like.
And then women would be more like, I'm looking. Gross. Yeah, perverts. Women are pervs, bro.
Women are bigger pervs for sure.
For sure.
They just can't. They're just not scarier.
Right.
They're bigger pervs.
Yeah, that's the bigger perv part.
Yeah.
They hold it all inside. Well, all the thoughts just
it's
running
just that
in their
they
mind.
can't. Their perving is harmless because they can't really do nothing to us.
They can't physically overtake
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so it's like when they're perverts, it's kind of like, you're just gross. When we're perverts, it's like people's lives be at risk. So
you're
like,
you're a threat
now. Yeah.
They can do stuff to us. They can seduce us.
Yeah, but they can't physically seduce you.
Yeah, they can't.
No, I've been catcalled. It feels weird. It made me not ever want to catcall a woman.
I've had a lady grab my butt in a comedy club.
I've had my frontals grabbed.
They be doing stuff.
But my
bro.
Life wasn't on the line. It was just very uncomfortable and inappropriate.
Oh, being a bitch, DC. Oh, she grabbed my butt.
It hurt.
Oh.
It hurt my feelings. Man. It hurt my feelings.
Did you feel like an object?
Yeah, I felt like a piece of meat.
I mean, I definitely don't like being groped.
You are a piece of meat, Two Face. Okay. You take that grope and you like it,
but you know.
Would you call a cop?
Nah. Yeah, I will.
No.
You have to give the report?
Just eat that for the day. You're like, oh, well.
That's what
she doesn't apologize.
Do.
No, I didn't do anything. She did in front of her husband. That's what pissed me off.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What did he do? He didn't say nothing? He's like, yeah, she does that.
He probably was a cuck.
Rachel.
She's handsy. Rachel.
Rachel. That's all he said. Rachel.
This is not again. Said. This is not her first grabbing.
No discipline, no nothing. Rachel.
Not again.
Yeah, that's great. Rachel. That's my wife.
I remember this lady grabbed my butt, and I told Cotty, and Cotty laughed. I was like, you don't even have my back. Like, I was like, you don't care? You don't care what happened to me?
I never got a squeeze, yeah. But I've gotten a slap on the cakes.
She slapped that fat ass. You knew that was coming, nigga. The Two Face coming out of nowhere. She slapped that thick ass, huh?
She did.
Yeah.
She was like, let me see it jiggle from ass. Side to side.
Got a grip of that chocolate.
She said, was she behind you? Like, was it in passing? Or like, how did it?
You know what? I remember
the meat between her fingers.
We were at a pool party.
Oh, at a pool? She wanted a wet slap.
It was a, yeah. it was a raw fat ass.
Yeah. It was a very, very thin layer.
She wanted that full cake.
And she was like, you got more ass than me. Kyle.
Oh, she gave you a compliment first?
Yeah.
Damn.
So did.
Pow. Damn, she just called you thick.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it was a good smack. That's what was bad about it. It was like a, Kah! And everybody was like, oh, and I was like,
Damn.
Nah, I was, this was before I got in the water.
Oh,
I was about to do my swan dive. And she was like, oh, you got more ass than me. It was the, like, you know, like, the good, you know that good dap you get, yeah. The good pop dap? It was her hand cupped perfectly and the cheek round at the bottom. It was like,
damn.
And it was like, pop.
You got to go get her a drink at that point. Go get me a drink.
I married her. That's how I met you.
He said he married her.
That's how I met my wife. After that, she's like, come on, little daddy. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You got it.
Would you rather be smacked on the ass or have a front grab?
Grab my front. Smack my ass.
I don't like the ass smack. It feels so weird. Yeah. Like, I
only
it.
Want the front grope if I'm you know, hard.
You're gonna grope it. I'm gonna control your hand a little bit since you already violated me. You already violated me at this point.
I don't want to catch you. I don't want you to be like, I was like, no, hold on. Let's just, it's warm. I was working. Let's just catch me in a warmer, it's cold today. You caught me in December. I'm a grower, not a shower. You know what I'm saying?
Even in my anger, I'll grow. I'll be like, what did you just do to me? How would you? Why would you do that to me? I need to figure out how to grow.
I needed to, so I was like, you might as well let her get the, you know what I mean? I don't want you to have that instant of like, thought it'd be bigger. It's like, it is. You can't do that to people. You know what I mean? You can't just run up on them, flash grope.
I don't like when girls touch my butt.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Women gropers grab your penis too hard. They're not gentle with it, caress it like they've been there before. They're like, ha ha, got you. You're like, oh, shit.
They think it's a handshake. They think it's a forearm.
It is rather aggressive.
They got no sense of... I was like, would you grab your titty like that? Like, chill, bro. Because it's not a bone. It's just.
But I still would rather have that.
Yeah.
Does anyone grow up centrally though? Does anyone, you know what I mean? Is anyone?
Well, if they're trying to, you know,
the squeeze and the rub are very different growths. Yeah,
I'm talking about an unwanted growth, like a.
I don't know if I've had an unwanted sensual growth.
Yeah, that makes it sound like you want that growth. It's not a growth anymore. The sensual. Oh,
I can't imagine. I don't think a stranger has ever just did that. I've only had
It's always something.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what the fuck?
Like, what you doing? Because they're out of their mind for a quick second.
Oh, out of their mind completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
They don't really want to get caught, or else they would centrally. Yeah, like, I want to whisper with my groping.
Because that dude, I think you sent me, the dude that was,
It's so time. They're so ready for you.
All right. Oh, snap.
Are you about to shoot?
Yeah,
we
gotta go in.
Yeah. Go shoot.
Which one y'all about to shoot?
Two-Face.
Yeah. I think it's both. Y'all I'm not seen, shooting. I'm just standing.
You didn't see right. it? Y'all didn't see it together?
No. Yeah. Possibly.
Stand in, though. Yeah, kind of. We might be.
Yeah, I mean, if you did all that, DC, you gotta just stay. They'd be like, okay, Marlon. No, just stay.
Oh, I'm going to get something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, let's get the set.
All right, y'all. All
right. We'll be back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bam, bam, bam,
one shot. One shot.
See, that's another reason I didn't go. I wouldn't have been able to do Daddy Issues.
It would have been me by myself.
Yeah, you would have with us.
And then I would have had to leave.
It would just been me by myself. Me and the
man. Chaz likes being alone.
Hello. We're close to the holidays. You know what that means? You start scrimping and scraping and clawing for every dollar you can save to buy a gift for somebody who's probably not going to appreciate it as much as you work hard for it anyways. I skip all that. Man, I just sent you some bread. Here's some money. But when I do, I always use Cash App. Because Cash App, man, is easy to use. You sign up. Everybody has it. It goes right to them. You can take that money out today. I'm old. But Cash App keeps you young, so I appreciate it, man. Cash App is more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you get tons of perks without hidden fees. Think early access to concert pre-sales like Kendrick Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter. Plus discounts on everyday purchases at brands you're probably already spending money on. It also keeps your money safe by automatically flagging suspicious transactions and letting you lock your card instantly if it's ever lost or stolen. I didn't know you get discounts on stuff you already use, man. That's pretty dope. I gotta go check that out now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10, CashApp10, in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Discounts and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.apps/legal. /podcast for full disclosures. And then there were two.
Is this what we look like?
Why'd you say
it? You ever just see your face? Like,
oh, when you're not ready.
Yeah, that's weird.
Doesn't open the camera before and be like, oh, is this what they see me?
You guys missed the beginning. We were talking about, basically they were saying we should have came. We probably could have gotten the movie.
Oh, definitely.
Because they made changes and stuff like that.
Especially as sporadic as Marlon is.
Yeah.
That nigga's like, hey, you. Take your shirt off. Me?
I just needed a break, bro. I was like, I
got
to take
a break. That's how Deion said he got the Haunted House Road. He was like, hey, yo, I want to do this Mandingo scene. It was just like, yeah, this wasn't in the script.
Well, it wasn't. And then DC was actually supposed to do it, and he didn't want to. And Deion was like, I'll do it.
No, Deion said he wasn't going to do it, but an extra said, I'll do it. Deion was like, I got it.
Okay.
Because he was about to funk out, too.
So two people funked. It was about to be another one until
the extra was like, I'll do it. Deion was like, all right, man, just hold on.
let me get worked up.
What's something that you'd be like, nah, man, that's too much. I'm not doing that. Spur of the moment, you're on set. They go, yo, Keon, we got this great idea for you, man.
What's the idea? Give me that idea.
You gotta go like, I'm not. This is way out of my comfort zone.
Well, anything with another dude, I'm not doing.
All right. What if you guys are fully clothed though?
What are we doing?
What if it was this is terrible. What if it's a prison scene, you fighting for your life?
No.
But you fully clothed. Nah. They just start tearing off stuff.
Nah.
I give you that. I give you the tearing off stuff. Hey, get him! Hey!
But nothing happens. And
then
the scene?
Not that they see. They don't see them on top of you. But then they just see you drag you in the shower. Ah! And then it's the fall comes in. Like a scary movie just grabbed you out.
No, because for them to be tearing clothes off, what if I, are they behind me?
They're everywhere. Are you know?
Oh, it's the game. It's a rape. It's a game. Yeah, I mean, yeah, grape. Yeah.
They're just grabbing at you like, rip off a shirt. Rip off the pants. And then they just, the camera just sees you getting yanked into the shower. And then that's it. And then it show you a few hours later.
Mm-hmm. It depends too. If I like how many, like when people got on Tony when he refused to do that one scene, he was mm-hmm. like, "This is my debut, man. I can't be out the gate." You know, people can call you the rape dude. So it all depends on where you at your career too. Would you?
If it's for a comedy, it's supposed to be fun. There's probably not a lot of things I'd say no to.
Yeah, it depends. But no. Yeah, for me, I know my hard. I walked out of audition.
Yeah, kissing the dudes a lot.
I saw the scene. I didn't read the sides before I got there, right?
Wow.
So
that's the one thing you should.
It was a last minute like audition. And so I'm in there, I get the sides, I'm reading them. And it's like, yeah, and then he bends down in between your legs. I was like, wait, which part am I playing?
It doesn't even matter here.
So I'm reading it and I'm like, oh, there's some, and I put the sides down and I just walked out.
It's a lot to ask someone to do a gay scene, bro. I feel like people make it like, all right, what's wrong with that?
It's it's just acting. It's just art. And
it's like, nah, I don't want to kiss a dude.
I'm not that good of an actor.
It's like, it just, people are like, oh, well, you homophobic? Because I don't want to kiss a guy. I'm homophobic?
And if that's the case, then I guess yes.
if that becomes a definition, I go like, I don't think that's it at all. I
think that's crazy when they say stuff like that. Like, if you don't want to do something gay, you're homophobic. It's like, no, I'm just not gay.
Yeah, I'm just not gay, dude.
Like,
I don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, like, I also wouldn't do it to him. If you say, we got this scene, were you in this sheep? No.
Yeah, I don't do this.
That's either. Not what I do. Am I animal phobic?
Even one of those scenes, they used to do these movies a lot with like an adult kissing a child.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Blank check.
If I was a kid, though.
Oh, yeah. Man. She was so fine.
I just saw, I think it was a Drew Barrymore's interview. I forgot who she said, but she was 12 or 13 and she kissed somebody who was 30 or 31, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'd have been like, ain't no way. You better get some stunt lips in there, bro. Ain't no way.
Yeah, it's weird.
But they were asking her about it. She was like, it was kind of gross because he's like 30. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. But she also didn't have a normal childhood.
It wasn't Drew Barrymore. It was Pumpkin Face. Wasn't it her?
It's Pumpkin Face.
The chick from Spider-Man. Kirsten. I think it was Kirsten Dunst. I'm sorry, Kirsten. I'm so sorry. Can you see it though?
It's funny. It's like that's one of the things you say in your head, but you said it out loud. It's like a thought you've been having for years.
Oh,
and then you just said it out loud.
I've said it out here before. That's what I that's what I first think of her.
I just realized we don't need this.
Oh, we don't need this anymore.
Yeah. I was like, why do we sound so weird?
I'm so sorry, Kirsten. Not that she's ever gonna see this.
Nah. Well, you know what's crazy? I think about this all the time, and it's like, because of the way people go back, if we get big enough, people are going to go back.
I hope so.
And find all the things and say, like, all the takes, all the, whatever.
What are they going to do, bro?
Nothing.
If you find something, you're like, Chad said, I'm like, yeah, I did.
I did say that at that time. I don't know. It depends on where I was at in life, too.
So anyways, I'm in Chattanooga tomorrow. Come yell at me in person.
Yeah.
Come buy a ticket. You can say whatever you want in the crowd. You can come cuss me out. We were talking about this yesterday about being what would you rather? Here's your options, okay? All right, you get to go full coon, okay, and go full red Republican, all right? Blow up overnight, right?
Ugh.
That's the option.
Okay.
You'll automatically, I say this all the time, though. If I went full coon, you'd be a star overnight.
Oh, absolutely. Republican. Absolutely.
They would parade you around.
Absolutely. Like the Hodge twins.
Exactly. Or, okay, so you can go full red. Or you find your fan base in your completely gay audience. And now, it's not that you're going around being gay, but this is who you're doing movies. They won't come see you be a straight dude. You do a movie, though. It's Oscar worthy. You don't have to kiss a dude. You get a stunt lips in there, but now you're just a mega. Either way it goes, you're a mega star.
Oh, so you're just picking which way you would you like.
So you can be a mega star for MAGA
or a mega star that just you just have a big gay fan base.
That's it.
But you didn't do nothing gay. They just the gays were drawn to you.
Yeah, they don't care what you say on stage. It's that Matt Rife effect, but for dudes.
Oh, I'll take that.
over the because my thing is you don't have to do it the MAGA forever. I can be like, let me get my money.
Yeah.
And then
but you don't have to do the you can make a hard turn and make them leave.
A hard turn indeed.
they you can make them leave.
But when you do your comedy, when you do your art's not getting done anymore. Like, who cares? Like, they're not even here to they hear you standing just there to look at you.
But same with the MAGA people.
No, they're here to actually get behind you.
Because they agree with what you're saying right now. And then once you turn,
but they'll
done.
Come and laugh at your jokes.
They done after that. Because you got to think, like, I mean, because you look at all the people who did leave us and we won't take them. Like, Stacey Dash is trying to come back, but we won't take her back.
I will, Stacey. I will.
We won't take her back. She recently Stacey. Commented on one of my things, and I was like, I don't care.
Stacey's so fine, I take her back. She needs to be rehabilitated, man. We should give her a chance, bro. It's like, bro, if she
every
was on
time
drugs,
I see her anywhere, people be like, we ain't forgot.
Look, if Stacey Dash was a crackhead on drugs, we would take her back.
We would, because that's a disease.
This is all she had. She had a mental disease of MAGA, bro. It's a disease. And now she's like, I don't know what I did. I'm so sorry, guys. I turned my back on the people who love me most. It's the same thing a crackhead would say. I wasn't in my
right mental state. Is there a 12-step for cooning?
A 12-step program for cooning is great.
You have to go through the thing.
Yeah, what's the first program? What's the first one? It's like
admitting you have a problem.
Admitting you're a coon.
Yeah, that'd be the first step.
That would be great, bro.
Admitting it that you did what you did.
I've been a sellout.
Yeah,
for a long time, and I hurt the people who love me most. And
because black people are very forgiving if you give us a good enough reason.
Look, let's say Stacey Dash said the next role I do, I'm gonna dedicate it to HBCU.
Because well, now that comes off as pandering. So
well,
you gotta watch.
You gotta
it.
Start then, somewhere.
Like, I think if she was like she went through the program, mm-hmm. her first step was admitting like, and she had a reason like, honestly, you know, my father did this and it made me hate black men, and I realized through therapy that. You know, not all black men are my father, and I shouldn't have. You know what I mean? Like that would go a longer way than just let me donate some money to you hippity hops.
I think you just got to start somewhere, bro. You definitely
start somewhere. But I think people want a reason. Like, why you do that?
I wasn't thinking. I drunk the Kool-Aid. They told me this. They told me that. I started thinking outside of the box of what we usually. Also, you know what happens too? I don't know if this is what I think. I don't know if this happens for real. I think there's a certain level of black space, right? And then there's a certain level of wealthy black space. Stacey Dash, I forgot who she was married. She was married to like some rich white dude for a while. Mm-hmm. You remember that, right? She married some rich white dude. And I'm wondering, the same idea of like how Kanye kind of went
Did
nuts.
She get too far removed?
I think you get too far removed. And then you're in another space for so long, and this becomes your new reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in there for so long, and they start saying these things, and you go, well, this is, like if you become a billionaire, Trump's tax breaks are going to look amazing.
Right.
Then you're going to be like, well, hey, you know, it's not all bad because there's this and there's that. And, you know, I mean, there's some benefits to it, you know, stuff like that. But then my only thing is if you start bashing, which I don't think Stacey Dash ever did. I don't think she ever started bashing black people. Did she?
I don't know. I don't remember.
This is where we separate the line to me is if you start bringing down like, well, the problem with the black community is that they're black. and then that's the whole segment. All right, Stacey Dash, thanks for that. Okay.
Yeah. So I have to go back and look. But I do think that, I mean, not only do I think that it happens. That happens to people.
Yeah.
I think we are in a great position of, like, it's different when you come in to any space, whether it's a Hollywood space, Fortune 500 company space, whatever, any space. And you come in solo, you start getting further removed because you're navigating by yourself. I think we have the luxury of, everybody's kind of rising together, so you still keep the same fans while changing tax brackets. You know what I mean?
For now. However, let's say, all right, so Jeff Bezos and his wife divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's a billionaire. So let's say she was like, hey, Keon, this is single Keon. Fuck it. This is American. She's a billionaire. Whatever. Right?
Whatever. Indecent proposal?
Yeah, she's a billionaire. So if you were to marry her, you're in a whole nother, whatever her family and her background, she does all these other philanthropy kind of things. You just become in a different world of space. Now, I don't know how much do you go back, because I'm not taking her to my family reunion.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's a billionaire. Of course I would. Of course I would. Proudly. This is my white billionaire wife. Okay? All right? You guys just take it. That's how it goes. But this is what happens when you're a part of somebody else's circus, bro. And then you get stuck in there. And then you're like, oh, man, I didn't even know I was in the machine, bro. And by the time it spits you back out, Stacey Dash was like, oh, what? Her hair was nappy. She ain't got it done in years.
That's why you got to align yourself right, man. You can't get too far removed.
She didn't know what happened, bro. She just woke up and she wasn't black.
Like, I think, you know, and I love her. I think she's the greatest, you know, tennis player of all time. I think she's gotten too far removed.
A little bit. It's looking like it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
same thing. She went and married a billionaire.
Yeah. And I'm not saying she don't ride for us no more, none of that, or she's a coon or anything. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm watching her actions over the years, and I just be like, we got to get her back.
I don't think she's gone. I need more information, because I also need to know.
I don't think she's gone.
Because she did come out and do Kendrick's thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know, though, because the lightening of skin, I need to know what happened.
The weight loss.
The weight loss, she said it was for her, it was like medically, because her playing shape was the good shape. That was the one that was winning. It was all the hips and twerking.
That Puma suit is goated.
Man.
Goated.
So I go, like, that's the winner. But she was saying that, like, after the kid and whatever else. And, like, was it something? Because she would start taking, like, what's the drug everybody takes to lose weight?
She doesn't take Ozempic, though.
It was
her
something else,
Row.
Which is what? Far
like
as,
an Ozempic.
Okay, yeah.
So she's taking Row.
Hers is supposed to be, like, health reasons, and I hope it's like a real health condition over, because I think that's for like diabetics and stuff like that.
That's what Ozempic was for, but everybody just became a thing that everybody like.
But she's an athlete, so she was never out of shape.
No,
she looks so thin now.
Yeah,
so if it's for health things,
then I got, you know, do what you got to do to be healthy.
Right.
It just comes off as because of the skin instead of like internal, you know, things that she may or may not be dealing with.
Right.
But, you know, I think I think you have a point. You hang out over there so much.
Yeah.
You kind of get used to that environment.
Yeah. And then that's for sure what I think about Kanye. That's definitely what I think about Kanye. I think that because he was over there and doing the fashion weeks, and he was over there doing like diving into these different worlds. So I go, like, it's really good also. But you're also the dude from the inner city, and you have all these, you know, different kind of backgrounds and traumas. You start finding some mental health conditions along with the Kardashian circus.
Oh my God.
And people, like, it's a circus. This is what they do. They sell family dysfunction. You know? That's what they sell, family drama. Oh, she can't believe she did this to Khloe. Right? Like, that's a big thing that they sell, bro. They even had like a clip of like, what was it? It was one smacking the other one or something like that. I can't remember. It was probably some years ago now, but I go like, bro, when you sell family, and then they'll all be on a billboard together. Yeah, still doing it. Still selling ourselves.
I can't believe
out.
It's still a thing.
For like 20 years and people watch. I think Ryan Seacrest makes bread off of that still.
Of what? Crazy.
I think he was like one of the producers of it originally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ryan paid.
So I'm like, yeah, man, that's one of those circus things. I go like, you gotta definitely get out. You gotta get pulled back.
Yeah, you gotta just visit. You can't live in it. I think you gotta visit.
See, but I think that at that point, everybody wants to come visit you. I'm like, I'm not going to Chicago in a city. Why? No. Yeah, y'all come over here.
I mean visit the circle though. Just visit that world. I don't think you can live in that world.
Bro, what becomes Kanye's circle, dog? Jay-Z's in that circle, but Jay-Z ain't with them and the Kardashians hanging out. He ain't over there. They in Houston with B's family. Right? He bought Marcy Projects. I go, like, they're not in that same world. And he keeps making that distance But that's what happens, man. People keep, you keep distancing your way. You get further and further out. And then by the time you look back, you can't see the shoreline anymore.
So like, what do you do? Go through the program? Do you have to?
You got to come back.
Go through the program.
Go through Kuhn U. Got to go back to Kuhn University.
Nobody would go to that. It's too rough.
What you mean?
Because I don't think everybody full on Kuhn. I think some people just get kind of away. I don't think some people don't full on, like, really show out.
There's different tiers because you would need a master's degree if you're like Herschel Walker, right?
Right.
Like, he needs a doctorate.
Yeah, right.
To come back. I don't know how far Kanye is because he has a great roots.
Right.
You know? So maybe he needs like a master's or associate's. I don't know. Bachelor's. I don't know. I don't know what degree. Here's the thing with Stacey Dash, bro. One hood movie, she's back. And she can be fine in one movie.
But who's gonna like, every time I see her say anything in the comments, black people is like, nope, we ain't forgot.
What did she do besides going Fox News? Oh,
I think she was saying all kinds of shit.
Here's, I do remember this. I do. Was this her? Was saying that we don't need BET?
Let me see.
I think that was her saying that BET shouldn't exist. Or we don't need it. I don't know if she said, because there's a reason why BET exists. I don't know if she said it shouldn't exist or we don't need it anymore. Because those are different statements.
All right, let's see.
Because with context, and I don't want to speak for her, but I can understand a context where.
So, yeah, for a while she was conservative political commentator. So that's when all that stuff happened.
Right.
But I don't remember. It just says all her controversy came from her on-air rants. So who knows what the fuck she was saying?
Ooh, a rant would get you.
And she was suspended on air. Oh,
she went too far for the...
For cussing and talking about Obama. Black History Month. That's what she said. Black History Month should be abolished.
Should be.
Yes, that's what she said. It should be abolished because there isn't White History Month. So yeah, we're not taking her back, bro. Okay. We're not. Okay. We're not taking her back, bro.
Oh boy, that is.
She's out of here.
That's a tough one.
She's out of here. She's done.
Now, if she said like, "Oh, we shouldn't need Black History Month because Black History should be every day,"
that's different. We should have a Black History Year. But she said, "No, there ain't no White History Month. We only know Black History Month." Shut up, you niggas. That's what she said. And now she's trying to come back. You can't say, hey, we don't deserve our history, but then try to come back. You can't do that.
That is a tough
It's one. Over.
That's a tough one.
It's
I'm still
over.
Willing to hear her out.
It is over for her.
Is there anyone that fine that you'd be like, you know what? We'll still hear you out.
It's over for her, bro.
If you had Prime Ashanti, okay, and she said that, would you be willing to hear her out, or is she done?
Nah, I don't follow her for less.
Okay, fair enough.
She didn't even do nothing wrong. She was just boring. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna follow it.
It's gotta be. We gotta. I don't want to say we gotta be more lenient, but what happens? We can't just let our lost stay lost. We gotta bring them back. We gotta rehabilitate, bro.
Right, I'm gonna go on a random. I'm just gonna go on a random picture of her and see. If anybody, what the comments say. So she recently posted Throwback Thursday. Let's see if anybody.
Stacey's still, and she's about 50, right? Yeah. Dash got to be 50 years old.
Everybody's saying she's pretty.
There you go.
A lot of white males.
Well, you know, she has the crossover appeal.
Okay, black dudes. But they're the type of black dude, like,
He believes what she says.
Yeah.
But he don't need him.
Look at this nigga's comments. He's insane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a psycho.
So a lot of those, a lot of, you know, be in the basement, mom, I get out, give me my chicken fingers type dudes. white male, more of these creepy guys.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all the same type of guy in here. Okay. There's no white male, creepy guy. This dude is crazy.
He's a stalker. She's got to report him.
He's crazy. I want to report him.
All right.
White male, white male. All
right. So Bobby Hyman said nobody turned their back on Snoop.
Snoop always apologizes immediately.
Nah, not when he went to do a perform with Trump. He performed for Trump's inauguration, I think.
I think he...
Him, Rick Ross, and...
Yeah, they all did. But I think he said something about it. Because Snoopy, now he's on... you know, remember he apologized to the gays, and he did a whole segment with on something, some show.
What, to the... A whole segment to the gays?
He did a show with, like, a puppet or something like that. I can't remember. I have to look it up. I don't want to misquote.
Well, you know, I wonder how much is damage control, how much they plan, because I think you're talking about for his TV, he has that kids show.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, I don't think, here's what I think. When Snoop said, like, what do you say? We got kids watching this. I think it comes as a thought out thing. He was just saying something. And I don't think that he meant it to be like, he's like, I didn't say I hate gays. Because that's what happens, bro. You say something, but you don't say, but I don't hate gays. They assume, they just run with it. If you say something, bro, that is like, I could be like, yeah, man, you know, I don't really like, every time I see some kind of show, there's two dudes kissing. Chess hates gays. And it's like, no, I never said that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, like, specify where you stand or where you're aligned, that you're an ally, they'll just go off and make their own headlines. Then you got to be like, why do I have to now make this whole thing where... Like, do you remember Tracy Morgan got in trouble? Tracy was wild.
I don't remember that.
Tracy Morgan had this joke. It didn't even sound like a joke. He said that my son was gay.
Sorry. Uh-huh. Go back to Snoop. Yeah. Snoop lost 570,000 followers. He just had so many.
570,000.
He just has so many you didn't notice, but people definitely turned. That's 500,000 people.
Yeah,
they turned their back.
That's a lot.
They definitely turned their back.
You think they came back after he?
I don't know. I don't follow. his looked bad though because he went so hard the other way. He went so hard at Trump and then ended up. So it just looked bad, you know.
Anybody go? We're going to snuff that coon out. It's like, oh, what?
Yeah, his was just he was too loud. The other way to go do that. And I was like, all right.
Here's the thing, because people get mad at black people for going to go meet Trump. And I go like, you have to go meet them. Black people have to go meet with the president of the United States. You have to go meet with these Republicans in these parties because they are, otherwise we don't have a voice. And that's my thing is like, if there was like, Chaz, would you go meet with the president? Like, yeah, I'm going to go meet with him.
And then tell him, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm going to tell him exactly what I'm thinking, exactly what's been happening, exactly what I think the issue is, whether he takes it sincerely or not.
I never got mad at anybody for the meeting.
People were mad at Steve Harvey.
I remember that. I remember all that. But I'm like, no, if I got to address somebody, I got to address them. Yeah. Like, how else are you supposed to address
them? How else are you going to?
Yeah, so I get that. I get the meeting. Now, if you're in the meeting talking about, so what I think we need to do, these niggas got to go. You know, then that's different. But if you're in there like, hey, this is what the fuck going on, bro.
So I go like, you got otherwise, bro, we'll just be an unheard people. And that guess is absolute. And that's what they want. Bro, anybody who's trying, that's exactly what somebody wants you to do is not to say something, to feel like you don't matter, to feel like your voice can't hurt, to feel like you're powerless. It's like you can't fall into that, bro. I don't care. I ain't going to do nothing. No, like, nah. You're going to not be heard and then be in a worse position because then you let them reign free with their, because they don't think about us anyways until you make them.
Yeah.
It's like you have to make it. That's why people get mad. Well,
they
think
about
us
all the time as far as when they need us.
Oh, for sure.
It's a lovely time. Yeah, they'll manipulate us and, you know, oh, we need your votes for this and blah, blah, blah. But then other than that, they're like, all right, back in the cage you go.
I feel bad, but I wish that Olympic athletes black ones would not compete during the Olympics.
Just one. Well, it'd be almost impossible to get them to do that because they've trained their whole life for it.
Exactly. It's not fair to ask them to do that because you only get this opportunity once every 4 years.
I saw somebody post something. They was like, y'all always asking athletes and entertainers, you quit, walk off your job. And I die because that is true. People always be like, athletes, entertainers do this. And it's like, you quit your job.
Because, you know, there's the thought that you guys can do it. You can afford it.
Yeah. And it's like, no, the fuck I can't.
Right. No, I can't.
They're like, why y'all asking them to do everything? Why don't you leave your... I was dying laughing because the people in the comments was like, shit, you right?
I mean, but those were those days when people were going on strike. All those things were real, the unions and stuff like that.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
If y'all, like either everybody do it,
right,
or y'all shut the hell up. Like, right. Stop asking just athletes and entertainers to do it. Either everybody going to do it, everybody quit right now.
Look, here's the scary part. If all black people said, we're not going to go work for a week, and everything ran just fine without us, we'd be like, how much? Now it's like, oh, we don't need you guys at all. You know, but that's always what I'm thinking. I'm like, man, if we all just kind of like, it's too much to ask for a bunch of people to stop doing that. But even like Ray Charles back in the day when it was like they're not going to tour in the South anymore, mm-hmm, until they started changing those things, you know.
Which they did. I mean, athletes and entertainers do have, you know, little pull because people for some reason think they're
It's not even that. It's just there's a lot of economic power that comes with concerts. There's, mm-hmm, a lot of economic. If Beyonce's doing a concert somewhere, everybody makes a bunch of money for a while.
Right.
Like, remember LeBron in Cleveland? It was like LeBron
changed the economy.
He changed the entire economy.
One guy
changed the entire economy in a city.
That's crazy.
So those, I mean, I look at Detroit right now doing well football wise. Like, it changes things. So people want to be there. People are spending more money. Like, it does change everything. So when you think about LeBron's power in Cleveland, they go like, give him whatever he wants. Make him the goddamn mayor. We need him to stay here. You can do that. So it is that. But if you keep it about the money, and that's what is always the focus is, it's like people want to talk about the rights, and it's like no one cares, dog. Like, they were more than happy to murder civil rights movements so you don't have civil rights. Mm-hmm. That means civil rights leaders. So you gotta hit them where the pockets are.
Yeah, money is what matters.
And that's why those bus boycotts were the bigger, mm-hmm, deal. No one cared about the marching. The bus boycotts was when they were trying to like unionize. Pockets. Yeah. When they were trying to unionize with like the union with like trash collectors and, mm-hmm, something like that. Like, once they went after the money, that's when you started seeing the changes. That's a damn shame, but that's just how.
Yeah, that's all people get around this country.
That's how you get me outside.
That bread.
Hey, Chaz, you come outside? No. Hey, Chaz, we got 1,000. All right. I'm the same way. I don't move without money neither. I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, most people are doing that.
Yeah, no. Where you gonna be at, Keon?
This one is this week, right? So this weekend, I am in Washington, D.C., speaking of politics.
Okay.
I'm in D.C. at the Comedy Loft. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Saturday night shows are looking real good. Saturday night shows, especially early Saturday, probably gonna sell out. Late Saturday is looking very strong. First show Friday, tickets left. Second show Friday, somebody please come. second show Friday is looking mid. But all the other ones, especially the Saturday shows, y'all got to get them tickets now because they might, you try to wait the day of it, I don't know how that's going to go for you. So I got that. And then I got November 7th, the weekend after, I'll be at Flappers doing my last show of the year, Keon Poley. And Friends, have you done one of those yet?
I don't think I've done it. I've done one before. I don't think I've done it this year.
The recent.
Yeah.
All right. November 7th is the last one for that. And then November 13th through 16th, I will be in Edmonton, Canada at the Comic Strip. And then November 29th, mic drop in San Diego, two shows that night.
Always good.
Thanksgiving weekend, your family be in town, everything, get your tickets for that. And that, I think that's all I have for the rest of the year, because December, I'm either going to be just doing local shit or might take a ship. But
I'm on a boat.
And then check out the special. It's still going. It's still doing numbers. It's still, all the videos are still, the main video that hit, it just hit 27 million, 28
Come
million.
On, baby.
Still going. People are still coming. Tickets are moving better. Calls are still coming in. So, yeah, everything's great. And appreciate you guys. And Chaz, where you at?
I, too, have a show November 7th in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
So, conflict of interest. I'm with Dion Lack at the My B-Day Comedy Show, downtown L.A. Scorpio season. So, celebrate if you're a Scorpio. Lack on your Chaz podcast. You want to shout out to your pod?
Yeah, Wildly Inappropriate podcast. The clips do great. The clips do phenomenal.
but the page subs aren't going up. So we need y'all to hit subscribe so you can watch the full episodes. Like, y'all loving the clips. Watch full episodes. We have good conversations on there. And yeah, click subscribe. The Wildly Inappropriate Podcast YouTube page. Or listen on Apple Music, you know, all that good stuff too.
Yeah. And I think that's all. That's it. We out.